Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Steve Austin turns down a WrestleMania match, and a major one at that. Plus an update on The Rock's status for Mania and a huge New Japan Pro Wrestling departure for Wednesday, February the 1st, 2023. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. When you hear the glass, that's your ass. That's what they say, isn't it? Stone Cold Steve Austin has been in a few conversations heading into WrestleMania 39 in April. And there's been a couple of matches thrown around. Reporters such as Dave Meltzer and Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful have said that Steve Austin has been approached with a lot of money for a big money match at Mania. Some of those conversations were around a fight against Brock Lesnar, and some were thrown around about a match against the undisputed WWE champion Roman Reigns. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer gives us an update on Austin's WrestleMania status. As you know by the title of this podcast, it's not the best news if you're an Austin fan. Steve might be at the show. I wouldn't be surprised at all. He might do something on the show, but he did, in fact, turn down wrestling at the show. He was offered Brock Lesnar. He was offered Roman Reigns. He probably could have named his opponent if he wanted to do it with anybody else, but he chose not to wrestle on the show. So we will have no Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 39, at least in an in-ring capacity. This all comes around at the same time as it all but has been confirmed that The Rock will not be competing at WrestleMania 39 either. There was lots of speculation about a main event match with Roman Reigns going back several years. Talk of The Rock versus Roman Reigns headlining WrestleMania 39 in Hollywood, but that is not happening. Dave Meltzer comments on that as well and says Dwayne could also be there in some way or fashion. Dwayne is not wrestling anybody else unless it's a 3-second match. He did not feel that he had the time to get in shape that he needed to be in to do a WrestleMania caliber main event, and he has left the door open for next year. So whilst we won't be getting The Rock at WrestleMania 39, don't worry, we've got a whole 12 months of speculation as to whether The Rock will compete at WrestleMania 40. Maybe there we will get that big showdown between The Rock and Roman Reigns. Or maybe not. Kota Ibushi is done with New Japan Pro Wrestling. New Japan putting out a statement last night saying with the conclusion of his contract period on January 31st, 2023, Kota Ibushi has departed New Japan Pro Wrestling. Ibushi had been recovering from injury since October of 2021, and we apologise to Ibushi's fans for the abrupt announcement and join them in wishing Ibushi the very best in all his future endeavours. This was on the same day, mere hours apart, that Kota Ibushi was announced for GCW's Collective, which will be a major part of WrestleMania week in March. GCW have announced Kota Ibushi for Josh Barnett's Bloodsport on March the 30th and Joey Janela's Spring Break on March 31st. No opponent yet made, but whoever he gets in the ring with, it's going to be gold. Ibushi commented on his departure from New Japan Pro Wrestling, saying, "There were various conflicts, but thank you to New Japan Pro Wrestling. I chose the position of being free to renew my contract. Thank you for your long and condensed period. Thank you. From now on, I hope you will watch over my path. I do not know what will happen." Those are words for Kota Ibushi's fans and thanking New Japan as he leaves the company. Major blow to the company, I think. I think Ibushi is a hell of a talent and somebody that I know there had been a lot of disagreement with between Kota and New Japan Pro Wrestling. We talked quite in depth last year about Kota Ibushi's serious reservations about New Japan management. So the fact that this was never resolved, I'm not surprised by, but Ibushi on the independent scene, Ibushi popping up in numerous other places, it's an exciting prospect. I guess now we can start our rumour and speculation about a rechristening of the Golden Lovers team between he and Kenny Omega in AEW.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Couple more stories for you and I will let you go about your day. Should we get some good news on Hulk Hogan? I think we should. So Kurt Angle on his podcast spoke about Hulk Hogan's health following Hulk's appearance on the Raw 30th anniversary, and Kurt Angle said Hogan had back surgery again. He had the nerves cut from his lower body. He can't feel his lower body, so he has to use his cane to walk around. I thought he was using the cane because he has pain in his back. He doesn't have any pain. He has nothing at all. He can't feel anything. So now he can't feel his legs, so he has to walk with a cane. That's pretty serious. That's from Kurt Angle's podcast, that is. A representative for Hulk Hogan made a statement yesterday to Entertainment Tonight following the comments made by Kurt Angle spreading like wildfire across a lot of mainstream media outlets. And the representative for Hulk Hogan told Entertainment Tonight, "Everything is okay with him. Hulk is someone with a lot of humor." This was followed up on Hulk Hogan's Twitter with a photo of Hulk singing karaoke in Clearwater Beach, Florida at Hogan's Hangout. Every Monday they do karaoke. Hulk was up there singing. It's nice to see. Obviously, we send, you know, full best wishes to Hulk Hogan on a speedy recovery following surgery. And it's relief, according to this representative, if this is the case, it's a relief to hear that it's not as bad as Kurt Angle made it out to be. Nikita Lyons underwent surgery this week. NXT's Nikita Lyons suffered a real setback in her career with an ACL injury, and she says surgery was a success. "Thank you deeply to the WWE Universe, my Lion Pride, for all the love and support that you show. I'll be back stronger than I've ever been. Hashtag ready to pounce." Also, a big thank you to the wonderful surgeons, doctors, and nurses. Now, Lyons, I believe, is going to be out for the bulk of 2023. We may see her back sort of around Christmas time. If not, we're going to see her in the new year in 2024. full and speedy recovery to Nikita Lyons. We will see Kenny Omega back in AEW tonight. So we haven't seen Kenny for a little bit due to issues with his visa coming out of Canada. He hasn't appeared on AEW TV since January the 11th. He has now been cleared and he will be at AEW Dynamite tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Now, Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer has reported and confirmed this, and he says it's not clear what role Omega will have on the show, as he hasn't been advertised ahead of time, but it should pave the way for the planned Omega and Bucks versus Top Flight and AR Fox Trios title match, which had been in the planning stages for weeks up until Kenny Omega had visa issues. But we should see that play out in the next week or so via AEW television. So good news if you love Kenny Omega. He is back tonight. I mean, it's hard not to love Kenny Omega. Phenomenal talent. And he's back tonight on AEW Dynamite. Maybe this is where Kota Ibushi turns. No, we're not going to tease. We're not going to tease that. I promise you. We'll end on a bit of NXT news once more. Last night on NXT, Chase Yu beat Idris Inoue and Malik Blade and the Dyad. They become the third and final team to enter the triple threat tag title match at NXT Vengeance Day on Saturday. So they will challenge alongside Gallus and Pretty Deadly. They will challenge the New Day for the NXT Tag Team Championships. Now, the NXT North American title on the line. Wes Lee is facing Dijak. We're getting Apollo Crews and Carmelo Hayes in a 2 out of 3 falls contest. Caden Carter and Katana Chance defending the NXT Women's Tag Titles against Fallon Henley and Kiana James. Roxanne Perez defends the NXT Women's Championships against JC Jane and Gigi Dolin. And in the main event, a steel cage match for the NXT title. Bron Breakker puts it up against Grayson Waller. That is your NXT Vengeance Day card for Saturday. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.